What is your life? January 24th. God's Word and the Creation. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Our life was given us of God, and is dependent upon Him, as the leaf is dependent upon the bough for sustenance. Life is a manifestation of God's love. It is a talent which God has committed to our care, and it is a very costly talent. As viewed in the light of the sacrifice of God's Son, it is an expression of the ownership of God. We are His by creation, and doubly His by redemption. We derive our life from Him. He is the Creator and the source of all life. He is the author of the higher life which He desires the beings formed in His image to have. Everyone should consider the solemn question, "What is my life toward God and my fellow men?" No man liveth unto himself. No life is simply neutral in its results. Every soul is under obligation to live a Christian life. Our individuality, our talents, our time, our influence, our abilities, all given to us of God, are to be rendered back to Him in willing service. The aim and object of life is not to secure temporal advantages, but to make sure of the eternal advantages. God claims your soul, your body, your capabilities, for He has bought them by His own precious blood, and they all belong to Him. It is robbery to withhold yourself from God. The question of importance to us is our life interwoven with that of Jesus? What is Christian life? It is a life rescued, a life taken out of a world of sin, and attached to the life of Christ. If our life is hid with Christ in God, we shall, when Christ shall appear, also appear with Him in glory. And while in this world we will give to God, in sanctified service, all the capabilities He has given us. What is your life? You must meet and answer that question sometime.